You are listening to the podcast That's Life in Sweden, or as we say in Swedish, Sånt är livet i Sverige, with me, your host, Lisa Orsimäki. Today's episode of Sånt är livet i Sverige, or That's Life here in Sweden, continue exploring aging and especially the challenges working in aged care here in Sweden. With me, I have enrolled nurse Maija Orsimäki, who has over 20 years experience in aged care. Hello and welcome, Maija, to the program.
Thank you.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine, a little bit cold. It's getting autumn in Sweden, so it's time to put on a bit warmer clothes, and obviously I wasn't ready because I don't have a jacket on me, so I'm a bit cold.
Oh, okay. It's nice and warm in here though.
Yeah, but I'm still cold after being outside, so it takes a little while before I get warm.
Okay.
But I'm fine.
Good to know. You've been working some time now in elderly care. Can you share with us your choice working in the aged care sector?
Through my best friend, Karina, who introduced me to the elderly care.
Okay. Yeah,
so that's how I got into working with the elderly. And after that, I just kept on staying and enjoying my job.
So why do you enjoy it? What's so enjoyable?
I like the meeting with all the all elderly people. They have so many great stories they can share, that they do also share if you are interested. So that's the main reason, I think. I like people.
Okay.
Meeting people.
So, okay, now you work as an enrolled nurse. So can you just explain a little bit how it differs from the registered nurses' work here in Sweden?
The work of a nurse has changed. They do a lot more. They are more responsible for the documentation. That's what the nurses today unfortunately does. That they didn't do before. They had secretaries to do their jobs, but nowadays the nurses has to do a lot of the documentation, and therefore we come as their aid. So we do the actual nurses' work, a lot of it, not all of it. For instance, we don't only just give them medication, we can give them injections, we can do, if they have wounds, leg wounds or feet wounds, we take care of those, of course supervised by the nurse or a doctor.
How important do you consider being qualified to work in aged care?
Today, I think it's very, very important, because the people that we do take care of today, if you look at, they are more sick, they have more problems that you as a nursing aide need to know of, that you can see signs of a heart attack, or if they have an infection in their body, or a wound that needs to be taken care of. You have to be more responsible today. You have to know these things. 20 years ago when I started, that was not so important for me to know, because the nurses did take care of these things, so it wasn't that important. But today we have to be more responsible. During the pandemic, at least at where I work in the nursing home, there was no nurses who went into the patients. We did, the nurses' aid. We were the ones who went in and took care of them. So I think that's not to be forgotten.
When you think about the past 18 months, what would you say has been for you and your colleagues, other nurses, the most challenging aspect of working with the elderly during the pandemic? What has been, if you like, the hardest?
The hardest has probably been seeing them so isolated, not having being able to have any contact, physical contact with their relatives, with their families, and also having to not only take care of them medically and help them with their clothing and food. We also had to do the social activities more than we normally do. That was very challenging for us because we got a lot more tasks to do than before the pandemic. Phone calls to the relatives. Putting on these masks every time we went into a room, put gloves, change gloves, put aprons on. I mean, there's a lot of things that became a challenge for us, and also very tiring. And at the same time, being scared that maybe you yourself will get infected with COVID.
And that actually happened to you?
Yes, it actually did. Even though I took all the precautions, I did get COVID and became very ill for 3 weeks. So yes, it did happen. So.
And you then had, and you have been now vaccinated?
I've been vaccinated twice, and we don't know, perhaps it will be even the third time, because I work in an elderly, and after a year they think that you might need a third vaccination. We've been talking about it, but it hasn't been decided yet whether we're going to get it or not. So but if that's the case, most likely I also will be receiving the third vaccination.
So when you think about when you had the COVID and you were sick for 3 weeks, you were at home the entire time?
Yes, I was, apart from one incident when I had my feet became starting to change color, little blue. I had difficulty in breathing, so I needed to seek hospital care. But apart from that, I did stay at home.
And all the staff in the nursing home, they were all vaccinated?
Most of them are, but not all. Not everyone isn't, because of some reasons. Some have asthmatic, or they have other illnesses, so that they're scared to take the vaccine. So they have.
What do you think? Why do you think people are afraid of the vaccine?
Well, it hasn't. I don't know. Some might haven't read about the vaccine, what the vaccine actually is. They're scared. And I think from the last pandemic, the swine flu, we got vaccinated. And I think there were about 400 in Sweden that got narcolepsy,
right.
Yeah, it's an illness that you can fall asleep all of a sudden, just doing after a few minutes, you just fall asleep, and you,
wow.
Yeah, and I think that's probably why people are scared. And then we have a lot of people from other countries that have maybe other reasons why they don't trust the government. There's a lot of the reasons why they don't do the vaccine.
And yet again, here in Sweden, the Swedes are very compliant, or very much trusting in the government. And
I don't agree with you there, because I don't think that we can see that in the news and in the media that people actually are not that trusty, and so I don't agree with you. They don't trust the governments. It's more the elderly people. They might, but we have a lot of young people in Sweden that they are a bit suspicious, and they seem to be a bit negative towards vaccinating, taking the vaccine. Mm.
Thinking about your work in the elderly care, is there a special instance or instances that come to your mind during the pandemic working with the elderly? Something?
Well, just one incident that comes to my mind, that it's very clear. It's when one patient had a mail, got a letter, and she needed to have it read for her. And my colleague went into her and with a mask, and she she didn't come from Sweden. She had a foreign, and she didn't speak that well Swedish, and she got really upset. This patient who was sick in COVID, because she couldn't understand her, and that made me really sad, because for me, being a nurse in Sweden, it's very, very important that you know the language. And it made it even more clear to me that it was important, because me, who do speak Swedish clear properly, if I put on the mask and all the shields and all this, it's hard for them to understand me even. So when you have a person who has a dialect or doesn't speak proper Swedish, it can become a very uncomfortable situation for the person that you care for. So I remember that. I remember also a man who didn't, his daughter was going to have a birthday, and he couldn't see her because of the COVID. But I gave, I told him to give his daughter a call, and that was his last call, because he did wished his daughter a happy birthday, and the next day he was dead. So there are many, many cases like that I remember, but can't come up with.
How are they who you look after today? I mean, they have gone through the pandemic, and I understand most of them are now vaccinated. How are they today? I mean, we are going to be opening up.
Well, it has already started to open up in the elderly care. They can visit their elderly relatives, can come and visit them, and things are opening up, as you say, and it's becoming more normal. I think they're very happy. The old people at my nursing home, they're very happy. But I can also see that a lot of them has broken them down a bit, this pandemic. But they are very happy, and they are hopeful. They think that things might change now, that the worst is over. That's what they hope. So we're still waiting.
And what do you think? Do you think it's all over, or?
I think the worst is all over. Yes, I do. I think we're going to have clusters. I don't know if that's what they call it in English, but I think that's what's going to happen. And I think a lot of we're going to get different places, and maybe even nursing homes where you have COVID cases. I think so. But today we know what to. We don't have maybe. But we do have more knowledge on how to take care of the situation if it should arise. And if you have been vaccinated, That's what we've been told anyway, is that it's not a lethal. They're not going to die of it. So, well, I think we can cope with that.
Mm-hmm. How do you think the Swedish Public Health Agency here in Sweden has handled the time, the pandemic?
Well, it's difficult to say how they have handled, if it's been good or bad, because I don't think any country in the world has handled it good. So they have done what they have thought was the best. That's what I think. Then we'll find out in the further on as the years go by. We will find out if they have done a good job or if they did a bad job. There's a lot of things they did in the beginning because they were like caught in the bed in
Swedish.
Surprised, yeah. They didn't know what to do in the beginning. So the first 2 months, I think, was chaotic. But I think that was the case in many countries. So Sweden hasn't been worse.
And yet in Sweden we have a whole lot of elderly people who has passed because of the virus. And
that's true. But I don't know. I don't know why it went like that. Somehow I still think that perhaps they should have given the COVID
vaccination.
If they should have given the vaccination, perhaps to the nursing staff first, before they gave it to the elderly, people in the more important that played an important role in the country, nurses, healthcare, police, they should have been the first to get this, and maybe then it wouldn't have looked this way. Because I don't know, but
and you know, we can't really say, because thinking back, we did not have the vaccination when the deaths happened, when it first arrived.
Didn't. Mm.
So it was a matter of, well, how are we going to protect the elderly? And I know from a conversation with you before about what was happening in the nursing home where you were working, because, you know, you had no idea. And I'm not sure whether you received any direction.
When the pandemic, no, we didn't, because we didn't know how to take care of them. We isolated them, and we gave them medication if they had fever, and tried to give them something to drink. But there was no medicine we didn't know how to take care of them. That's.
And the other one relate to the face mask and because the whole thing was about social distancing.
But in the beginning we didn't have all those help either, personnel. We had to make our own face masks because there was no available proper face masks. It was actually chaos. But after a couple of months, we got new directions, and things started to become more copable. It was easier. We still didn't really know exactly what to do, but we felt more comfortable in our situation.
You have a lot of people here in Sweden who actually still live at home, and they are not necessarily then in need of being in a nursing home.
I wouldn't agree with you there, because there are a lot of people that live at home that should be in a nursing home, but of some reasons they are not. Maybe because we don't have that many nursing homes available. That's one of the reasons. And also it's also much cheaper to have them live at home and have nursing aides or nurses to come home and visit them. So it's about economy too. And a lot of the elderly, they have there's a stigma. They think that coming to a nursing home is, what would you say, like call it the last place before they leave this earth. So they don't want to move to nursing homes. They have this picture of it being that way.
Now, you have heard about Ingmar Skog.
Yes.
And I know you were saying to me before that, you know, what about, ask me a question about ageism.
I thought that was quite interesting how he explained that the Swedes, that compared with the Americans, they have politicians that are over 80. In Sweden, that would not be so. It's not the case. And in Sweden, you are considered to be old already at the age of 50. And that scares me because I'm 60. So I think that needs to be changed. We need to take more care of the older people's qualifications, if that's the right word, because old people might not have the energy physically, but mentally, a lot of them are very capable, and lots of work, handcraft works, gets lost because. Swedes don't take care of the old people's qualifications.
And yet, the great news is ABBA is back.
Yes.
And they're all over 70.
Yes.
How do you like that?
I don't like them.
What?
I don't like ABBA, but I'm happy for them that they are coming back again. Their music has never been my kind of music.
Okay, so what's your kind of music?
Well, if you ask me about Stevie Wonder or Earth, Wind and Fire, well, yes, that would be different, but not ABBA.
And you don't want to do a little bit of a Stevie Wonder song?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you so much, Maya.
Thank you.
And you have been listening to the podcast Sånt är livet I Sverige, or in English, That's Life Here in Sweden, with me, Lisa Orsimäki. Till next time, take care of yourself and each other. Bye for now.